It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spriggin' the line.
Spriggin' the line.
Spriggin' the line.
Spriggin' the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Spriggin' the line.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Sprague's Winery. Come enjoy the finest Pinots as Sprague whines about his Atlanta Braves.
Hey, we put on a slugfest yesterday.
I feel like we all share equal time whining about our baseball teams.
It's probably Swag a Mariner
has the
fan.
Least to whine about, but, you know.
Mariner fan complaining. Probably about me complaining.
Yeah, probably. Spring Line brought to you by Going Hard or Going Home. Whether it's Mariners bats, pineapples on the door, or a Sprague pick, if you come with a soft swing, you're going to go home early, completely unsatisfied, and wanting more. Spring Line brought to you by Dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer. Still safer than a Sprague pick. Also, quit picking the Colts.
Yeah, I'll stop that.
I will not gamble on the Colts this week. That's P1 Jamie, your loyal female Colts fan. Hell yeah, Jamie. I will not pick the Colts this week.
I think my brother-in-law would also appreciate if I stop picking the Colts.
Stop it. Spring and Line brought to you by Shams Fumbling the Bag with Kay Adams. Never mind. Even that is worse than a Sprague pick.
Yeah, that thank is, you. Dude. Amen.
That definitely is.
We can all agree.
Spring and Line brought to you by Porn Forum Info. I'm sure you can find more winners on there than a Sprague pick. Spring Line brought to you by Purdue's Giant Drum. Even that is less annoying than Sprague's picks. Giant Drum is stupid.
Spring I learned Line... what Nude Africa was yesterday.
Yeah, didn't know that was a site. Spring Line brought to you by Sprague's face during middle school. The only thing more spotty than his gambling record.
It's high school, get it right. In middle school, I look like a little girl.
Spring and Line brought to you by Frozen Five-Layer Burritos. I bet a Sprague pick, and now I have to do unspeakable things on the internet to make up for my losses.
I'm sorry about that. Good
damn
luck
it,
to
Sprague.
You.
Damn it. Spring and Line brought to you by Swag chugging a pint of Duke's mayonnaise. Still more appetizing than Sprague's gambling advice.
Like two massive spoonfuls of just mayonnaise would
there
be
better a be a big great. Bucket close by.
People are saying that you can get Duke's Mayo in our neck of the woods.
I think it's out here now. Yeah.
That was texting in many times. So okay. Apologies on our Mayo facts not being correct.
I know I said it.
Did you?
I said I think Duke's has come out west. They've grown in popularity.
Yeah, you can.
They got a bowl game now.
They have a bowl game. Here we go. What would you do if you were the coach and you won that bowl game?
You gotta participate.
They shower the winning coach
if
in mayonnaise.
If you're dumping it over me, I would have something, a cloth or something up on
so
my mouth.
So we could do that in the bet payoff? You would if rather you have wanted, I would showered in mayonnaise than
you
eat
could
it?
Dump, you could dump a bucket, but I would just make sure nothing's getting into my mouth.
I've done this before.
Yeah, you got the
when I had
the
lice
beer shower.
No. When I had lice as a kid, somebody put mayonnaise on my head.
Is that what you do?
That what you do?
And then you put mayo on your head for lice. And then they put it all over my face. I look like Mrs. Doubtfire with the cake face.
Is the mayo? Is that actually work? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it did.
It did work.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you always look at me like you're questioning?
I just have never heard that.
I put mayo and then you put the saran wrap on top of it to lock it in.
Your first Google response, no, mayonnaise is not effective at getting rid of lice. There's little to no evidence. There's no scientific evidence.
It worked in the 90s.
That mayonnaise is effective.
Hold on, it worked in the 90s. The internet didn't know in the 90s. The internet's fake.
Isn't it funny how many of those old things used to be
I'm
around
not
of like,
really put
oh,
it
this
my
will
head.
Work. Yeah, this will work. And it's just something that's passed down from generation
I
to generation.
I just sit for an hour with it on my
with
head.
Mayonnaise just sitting there. Don't move, man. Don't move.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how we did last week, boys. A combined 2-7.
Does it really say it didn't work?
Ugh. Yeah, I Googled it. It said AI Google says there's no evidence it shows
well, it went
it
away from me.
Well, there you go. Mayo got him. Maybe the lice were members of the Swag family, and they were anti-Mayo. Like, they just ran away. Combined 2-7. Swag, you were 0-3.
Oh, yes.
Arizona did not cover against Kansas State. Georgia did not cover against Kentucky.
No.
And the Ravens lost outright to the Raiders. Sprague, 1-2. You hit on your Bucks plus 7.5 Lions pick.
Hell yeah, brother.
You, for some reason, gambled on the Giants, and it did not pay off
well,
for you.
Hold on. Hold on. Caveat.
There's no excuse
there's
for
no,
that.
Their
no.
kicker got hurt
there
to kick off.
There is no caveat. That's what you get for gambling on the Giants.
They lost to 7 field goals.
And then you gambled on the Colts minus 2.5. I also gambled on the Colts minus 2.5. So to Jamie's point, sorry. Yeah. I hit on the Chargers minus 5 over the Panthers, and the Texans should have covered against the Bears. That was absolute BS.
Ifs and buts.
A fumble inside the 5-yard line. I have two horrific bad beats early in the year. So technically, I think the
what
so,
is the record?
Season standings. You two are at 3-6.
Woo!
And after we're my so 1-2 week, I'm at 2-7. So
take these picks. They're lost. 5 stars.
Fade them. You're not beating any books with these picks. I think the floor is essentially yours, Frank. Okay, you go ahead. First pick.
Look, I like a lot of games I shouldn't like this weekend, so just bear that in mind.
Don't gamble on the Giants.
Like,
man.
I love the Jags plus 5. I'm not going to spray the line, but I am going to gamble the actual game. I'll start with one. I'm just going to fall into it. I'm going to fall right into the trap. Rookie quarterback. 29th and third down conversion, going against a stout defense and a legit contender who has figured some things out offensively. I will take the Bucks minus the 6.5 hosting the Denver Broncos. ESPN's FPI said this is a 7.9-point gap. I'll take sub a touchdown, and I'm probably going to watch the Bucks barely win with a field goal at the buzzer. But I'll fall into the trap. Bucks minus 6.5.
Okay, my first pick. I have not won many bets. 2-7 record. One of the things that I have had success with is gambling against the worst team unquestionably in the NFL. I'm going to do it again this weekend. Look, the Raiders, I don't think are very good. I know they killed survivor pools last week. Andy Dalton doesn't scare me in any way, shape, or form. Crosby's going to eat him alive. They only have to win by a touchdown. It's a sub-touchdown line at 5 right now, the same line the Chargers were last week, and they won by 23. I looked on DraftKings. It had 5. Is it changed on DraftKings?
I have the app open. It's 6 now.
Okay, that's fine.
You good with that?
I'll take 10.5, to be honest with you, but I'm not going to. Give me Raiders minus 6 against the Panthers.
I'm not touching the NFL this week.
You didn't touch it last week.
You were 0-2 in college last
that's
week.
Right.
Idiot.
You missed on 2 college picks.
Oh, we're gonna wise up. This is
wise up.
All right, it's the no respect tour this week.
All right.
I'm gonna start.
Yes.
What has Florida State done to be a favorite against anybody, let alone a 3-0 team that's already gone into the SEC and got a win on the road? Give me Cal plus 2.5.
Is it 2.5?
Yes.
It's dropping. The woke agenda going on the road.
The woke agenda's coming for you. All right, Sprague, pick number 2.
Again, I've looked at all the defensive metrics. I know they haven't played good teams. I'm not even certain how good they are offensively. There might not be a Justin Herbert Sunday. That's not a fact he's going to play. He was limited yesterday. He's got a high ankle sprain. They're going on the road at Pittsburgh. These defenses have locked down their opponents. Their opponents have been very good. These coaches are getting super horny over the idea of punting at the 50.
Yes.
I'm taking the under of 36. Yeah. I think this is a 16-13 game. That would make me uncomfortable. I'll take the under 36 Chargers Steelers.
Such a low number, man. I also like that under. I'll go to Sunday night for my second pick. I hate to do it because I've spent all week defending them and my boy. Even though Jason Kelce has already apologized for his appearance on Monday Night Football, so in other words, Dirt was right. They're hosting the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. I wish this line was 2.5. You can find it some places at 2.5. On DraftKings, it's 3. Atlanta was very lucky to win that game. Kansas City is the best team in the NFL. I think Kansas City is going to have an S-ton of fans down there for that game in a primetime spot. The Falcons owner's trying to give away like free hot dogs and free pop for people to come in and just support the Falcons. I don't think it's going to happen. Gambling on the Chiefs is never a bad idea. I will take Kansas City minus 3 Sunday night.
We go to Lubbock, 12:30 from Jones AT&T Stadium. Arizona State, by the way, 3-0. Did you notice?
They have an opportunity against Texas Tech to be 4-0.
They got Scadabo is not afraid of anything. You see Texas Tech not do anything against Washington State?
Should have lost to Albion Christian.
And we got the pride of West Lynn, Sam Levitt, calling the signals for Arizona State. They are getting 3.5 on the road at Lubbock. Give it to me.
They're getting 3.5?
Yes.
From Texas Tech.
I like that line.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Sprague, last pick.
I'm torn. I like a couple dogs. If you get the Eagles at 3.5 by kick, I would have to take the Eagles just out of, you know, logic there. I'm going to go with one more favorite Sprague in the line, and this is my, I'm going to fall on the sword and stay away from him if I don't win this. You're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. You did not look the part last week. Your red zone inefficiency is disturbing to me. But you have probably the front runner for DPOY right now in Aiden Hutchinson, who had 5 sacks a week ago. I know Arizona's off to a good start. I think this is a bounce back spot. I think they show up and they show out. I'll take the Lions -3 on the road.
Okay, Lions -3. My last line will be that game that you just mentioned, and I'm going to go the other direction. I think the Eagles are toast, man. I don't think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I think they're quitting in that locker room on their head coach. They should have fired him in the offseason. I think the Saints are humming right now offensively, and that is a place that when the Saints are humming, that building is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. Philly going on the road, Saints hosting. I think the Saints blow them out. Give me New Orleans -3 against Philly on Sunday.
It is a huge bounce back weekend down at Reser. This line keeps coming down. I don't know what Purdue has done to earn the benefit of the doubt other than being in the Big Ten Conference. I continue to go. If you look at individual drives and plays and all of the things from the Oregon game, I think it's not as bad as the final score indicated for Oregon State. So
score,
it's down
score,
to
score, buddy.
It's down to 4 now.
Yeah.
So I'll lay 4 points with the Beavs at home against Purdue.
Okay, an all college line. Look at that. An old Pac-12 lines. I love it from Swag. Here we go. Swag is on Cal +2.5 at Florida State, Arizona
agenda.
State +3.5 at Texas Tech, and Oregon State -4 against Purdue. Sprague is on the Bucks -6.5 against the Broncos, Steelers and Chargers under 36, and the Lions -3 against the Cardinals. And I'm on the Raiders -6 against Carolina, the Chiefs -3 Sunday night against Atlanta, and then the Saints -3 against Philadelphia. 3 more favorites for me. Nothing could go wrong there. Sprague and Line brought to you by Reese's Frozen Burritos. Ouch, that hurts, and it's cold, just like a Sprague pick. Sprague and Line brought to you by Will Levis Mayo Cologne, somehow a more profitable investment than a Sprague pick.
I hope he has a delightful throw this weekend.
Oh,
I
he's
going to
do something stupid.
Because I like the Titans, too, and that's a mistake.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Jack Pocket. If you really want something to jack your pocket, try a Sprague pick.
What are we doing? That one won't feel good.
Spring and Lamb brought to you by OSU in the Civil War, about as good as a performance as a spray pick.
Easy.
There you go.
If you cursed my team, I'm going to be devastated at you on Monday.
If I curse your team?
I'm talking about
Swag.
You took the Bees
talking
minus
about
the
me.
Four.
Yeah. I love this one.
Didn't
How
that
can...
open at 6.5?
It did.
It did. It's dropped. Yeah, sure. Don't question anything.
Somebody texting in, how can y'all not bet the Seahawks Dolphins going to get canned?
I also love the Seahawks. Kevin Clark said this 3 years ago. They're never not in a weird game. Why is that line only 4.5 would be my response.
I mean,
to
they
you.
Went to overtime against New England and gave up 200 rushing yards against a team who couldn't score a touchdown against the Jets.
Can Skylar Thompson throw a screen to Tyreek? And is he fast enough to run it in? He absolutely is. I don't know what to make of that game.
Look, we suck at gambling, but we can circle that one.
Yeah, circle that text
that
for Monday.
Circling on
see how we feel on that one.
So revisit Monday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.